Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we had started the riwayat of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that he would fast every day and he would stand up the entire night in tahajjud salat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from him whether he actually was doing that, and then he confirmed it, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him how he should go about doing his fasting, and then he continued telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he has the ability of fasting more and more. Eventually Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped him at this point, or increased it till this point, that you fast one day and one day you don't fast. You fast one day and one day you don't fast, and he told him that this is the fast of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Now ya Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought various different narrations of the same hadith, the various narrations that come in the different hadith kitabs, and the various changes in the narration. So he has brought all this to explain to us how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to him, and the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to explain to him. According to another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Have I not been informed that you fast all day and offer salah all night?" He said, "I replied, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He said, "Do not do so. You should fast some days and not others. You should sleep and awake for salah." In other words, sleep some part of the night and wake up some part of the night. "Surely your body has a right over you. Your eyes have a right over you. Your wife has a right over you. Your guests have a right over you. It is sufficient for you to fast 3 days every month. And because the reward of a single deed is multiplied 10 times, it will be as though you kept fast forever." Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, "However, I was difficult, I was harsh upon myself, and things became difficult for me." What he meant by this, that I was harsh, in other words, at that time I had a lot of strength, had a lot of energy, and I asked for more, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased it. In other words, so I made it difficult for myself, and now it became difficult for him. Why? Later on in old age, it was more difficult now for him to continue with that same tartib that he had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lesson we learn from here, a great lesson, is the lesson of istiqamat. That once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to do it, right till the end of his life he did it. He could have, it wasn't faraz upon him, like how we normally say, something is not faraz. We just loosely say, no, it's not faraz. But it was the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that impacted upon him. That I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what I will do. Even though in the old age now it's hard, he still continued. So therefore he says that I was difficult with myself, so it became difficult for me. I said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have strength." He said, "Fast, the fast of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to fast one day and he did not fast another day. I asked what was his fasting like. He replied half of the time. After Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu became old, he used to say, if only I had accepted the concession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Some qualities that we learn from these great Sahaba. Actually, qualities are the things that will take a person far. If you take a simple thing like a cool drink, take a cool drink, take out that quality or one quality from that cool drink. Say it's a Coke, just take out that sweetness from there. It's still got the color, it's still got the packaging, it's still got the bottle, it got the gas, it everything. Only one ingredient you took out from there, you take out the sugar. Will anybody want to drink that Coke? It will taste like cough syrup. Nobody wants to drink it. Only one ingredient to took out. Or keep that ingredient of sugar in there, take out that ingredient of that gas, still nobody wants to drink it. So here we find that these ingredients, so to speak, or these qualities that are put into it, they add value to it. So like that sifat, qualities that we have in our lives, this adds value to a person. Take out that value, take out those qualities, a person will just be a person, he'll have no value. So the thing that brings value to us is these qualities. So some qualities that we should keep in our lives, whether we are students of deen, whether we are ulama, or whether we're just general lay people, whatever we may be, we are always the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some qualities for us to keep in mind. The first quality is the common quality that we learn from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, is the quality of istiqamat, the quality of commitment. That once you commit, once we commit, we don't move. So a person has committed himself to deen, he's committed himself to his gush, he's committed himself to his talim, He committed himself to his morning fikr. He doesn't move away from there. He just sticks and he sticks and he doesn't move away. And this is what you call true commitment. There was one person that there was a flood. So in the flood now they had a helicopter that was roaming to go and see that who needs help. And they saw something strange. They saw a cap that was moving up and down, up and down. Normally if something moves in water, in flood water, it moves in one direction. It doesn't go up and down. So when they came and investigated a little bit further what it is, there was one person that was actually mowing his lawn with a manual lawn mower, not the electronic one, the manual one. He was mowing it even in that flood. So from the top they saw that this person was mowing his lawn. So they came down to help him and assist him, and they asked him that it's a flood. Everyone is taking cover for some type of safety, and what are you doing here? He said, no, I committed that every Sunday I'm going to mow my lawn. Come what may, I'm going to mow my lawn. Even if there's a flood, I'm going to mow my lawn. So today is Sunday, that's why I'm mowing my lawn. Now this is what you call commitment. The person commits himself, it doesn't matter what the weather is like, it doesn't matter how he's feeling, everything he, obviously, within reason, a person commits himself and he gives it his best. So like that, if we commit ourselves to our tahajjud salat, our tilawat, our gash, our talim at home, etc. So we don't leave it for anything. Nothing frivolous comes in our way. The next quality that we should try and bring into our lives, especially when we are making the khidmat of deen, especially when we have got families and we have got people around us, and we are the ambassadors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is do things with love. Do it with a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person does something with love, he'll continue doing it. Inculcate it, love. We have love for Allah Ta'ala, we have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have love for everything that is connected with Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next quality we should have is the quality of, you see, occupation. That this now becomes our occupation, the occupation of serving Allah Ta'ala, serving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our occupation now is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making the effort of deen. Now this is our occupation. We put aside all our other occupations. This is the greatest occupation anybody can have, the occupation of being the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and doing the effort of deen. The next thing is that we value our time, value our parents, value our asatiza, value our friends who are good, pious, dindar friends, value them, value our teachers. Person has value and respect, value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that Allah ta'ala increases these ni'mat that He has given him because of the value that he has. Value the moments out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person shouldn't waste them. The next sifat ulama explained to us that we should have in our lives is that whatever we do, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Expectation. That expectation must be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy. Allah ta'ala will reward me for what I'm doing. I don't even require, I don't even request, I don't even desire a jazakallah from anybody. I'm only doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is happy with me, that means everything. If Allah ta'ala is not happy with me, I've lost everything. So whatever I do, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing that ulama explained that we should have from amongst the many qualities, but that's in this series, ulama explained, is a person should have respect. Respect is very, very, very important. A person that has respect, he may be not intelligent. You get some students who are not intelligent, but they've got respect, they got adab, they got humility, they got akhlaq. Ulama say from experience that these people that got this respect, adab and akhlaq, Allah Ta'ala takes them very, very far. So even though a person may be dim, so to speak, he's not bright, but he has a very bright future because he has humility, he has adab, he has akhlaq. Mawlana Tanwir rahmatullah used to say that a person has a very, very bright future because of the fact that he's got this akhlaq. And according to his respect, adab and akhlaq for his seniors, for those that are his ustads, he has respect for the kitabs, even respect for that thing that is associated with Madina Sharif, because Madina Sharif is associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, it's a date box. It's got a picture on it of the dome of the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person doesn't just take the date box now and throw it in the bin. When he's finished eating the dates, he'll take that box, he'll keep it with respect, and he'll dispose of it with respect, like how he disposes of other Islamic literature, etc. Giving it that respect because it's got a link with Madina Sharif. Like that you'll find the pious people, even when they're eating dates from Madina Sharif, they don't take the pits and throw it in the bin, they take the pits and they'll bury it. Why? This thing is from Madina Sharif. So when a person has respect, He goes very, very far. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that the person, he wants to get altitude. Everyone wants to get altitude. They want to progress. They want to get height. The way to get altitude, ulama explain, is show gratitude. Next thing a person should do is cut out that attitude. Don't have any type of attitude. Take out that attitude. I don't have any attitude in me to anybody that is senior. Anybody, doesn't matter. I have humility in my life. So first thing I do is I cut out that attitude. I show gratitude. Always show great. Always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ni'mats and His favors that He has given us. The next thing that we should do is don't depend on our aptitude. Don't depend on our intelligence, how clever we are, how sharp we are. That means nothing. A person, sometimes we look at us, these people that seen Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a person that could hardly speak properly, but yet he affected the hearts of so many people. Like that, so many of our kabir and our elders, they never spoke much. They didn't have that ability of speaking much, but they had that greatness in their heart and they had that value. So may Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities. So we show gratitude, we cut out that attitude. We don't depend on our aptitude. And at the same time, we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are in need, and we always have this in us that, oh Allah Ta'ala, I am in need of your favors. I'm not of those that show ingratitude. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person that altitude. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities in our life. Normally when we read hadith, then we see all these sifat of sahaba, that how these sifat and qualities they had, how we can bring these sifat in our lives. As we know, brothers, the Jamaat will be here again today. Any time we have, inshallah, we should try and spend with Jamaat, try and participate in the programs also. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.